Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled Connecting. Connecting. Really simple title, isn't it? Connecting. Connect. I'm going to change this, Phil. Let's do it. Connecting to create wealth. That's the new title. All right. I just made it up there because it's better. It's more detailed. So connecting to create wealth. So what's this episode about? How do you connect to create wealth? This is something I learned on Saturday. So I just spoke at Morgan Nelson's Dreamfest event on the Gold Coast. We had 250 people there, and I spoke alongside my beautiful wife, Alicia Fernandez, who spoke about social media. Morgan obviously is personal development. I did an episode with him on the podcast. If you go back and listen, check out that episode. And Daniel G was there, and Dr. D Martini was speaking, and Krista was speaking, and Brody was speaking, Brody Lee. So it was an amazing event. Anyway, so I'm sitting, I did my talk. I finished, there was a break, came back, and Daniel was on, right? Now, he couldn't get in the country for the event, so he zoomed in, Daniel G. If you follow him on Instagram, Daniel G, you'll see he's arguably the greatest, number one sales trainer, particularly in network marketing, but across the board. He's got 1 million followers on Instagram, and he's very, very good. Very good. Go listen to his stuff, all right? I might try and get him on the podcast. That'd be awesome. So check it out. This is something I learned from him that I do, but I wasn't aware of how little I do of it, but how I can actually get better at it, and how you can get better at it too, and how I'm encouraging you to get better at it, and here's why. The lesson I learned on the day from him was money is just a function of value, okay? It's a function of time and value, right? And so when you create more value in the world, you tend to attract more money, okay? Because either people will do things for you, give you things, provide value, service, goods, whatever it is to help you out because you've helped them out, all right, in terms of the value you're giving, okay? I think I've done an episode on that. But so how do you give value? What's the easiest way for anyone to give value to then effectively receive, all right? Now, you don't want to give just purely to receive, okay? You have to detach from the outcome. Like if you do something for someone and they don't do anything back, you can't get upset. So have good intentions as to why you're doing it. You're doing it to add value to someone, right? Not to get something in return. But the way the universe works, the law of attraction works that way, whereby what you do give out, you get back threefold. Okay, now that does work. It's just part of one of the laws of the universe, right? So what's this connect to create wealth? Well, what he said was, if you connect people, that is tremendous value, particularly if they are going to collaborate, they're going to be complimentary to each other, they're going to help each other. That introduction is one of the most valuable things you can give to someone, okay? Particularly if they're in business, okay? But it could be anything. So he actually used an example, right? Someone, he pulled out his phone, pulled it up, clicked the play button, and then his friend Emily was actually introducing someone to him in the DMs, right? And doing a proper introduction, like, hey, Dan, what's up? This is my friend, Bob. I don't know what his real name was. But he does this and you do this, and I thought you guys would be such a great team to be able to create value together. I wanted to introduce you guys. So go for it, have fun together, and I hope it works out and you guys can work together, right? That was all it kind of was. I don't know what the exact message was. It was like that. So she edified both of them. She explained what each other does and she connected them, okay? Now, Daniel said, now in that instant, I was like, well, that's awesome. It's so cool that Emily connected me with this person. He's now compelled through the rule. There's this influence, weapon of influence called reciprocity. Now, if you go back and listen to one of my episodes, I do an episode on the 6 weapons of influence. And reciprocity is probably the most powerful one, whereby she just did something for him of value that only took her a bit of thinking and time. She introduced them, and then he said, I'm compelled to then tip the scales of reciprocity back so they're even again. So kind of like, I feel like I owe her one. Right? Now, that's not why she did it. She's adding value to him, but he feels that way because he's a person of value himself. He's like, oh, I feel like I want to do something for you. And it's the same as what happens when someone compliments you. What's the first thing you want to do when someone compliments you? you want to compliment them back because you want to tip the reciprocity scales back and so they're even, okay? That's the law of reciprocity. And so when you connect someone with someone else who's of value, that is giving value. And it didn't cost you anything except for a bit of thinking time and maybe a voice message. That's pretty much it, right? So the question is, how many people are you connecting to other people? It's the easiest way to network. It's the easiest way to give value. So that's really the question. If you want to create value around you in your network and you're wanting to attract more wealth to yourself, then definitely can start connecting people, right? So I said at the beginning of this podcast, it's something I do, but I can do better, right? So that's one of my, the biggest takeaway from the event for me, outside speaking and listening to everyone and watching my wife and just the whole event, the Morgan particular was amazing. But the one thing I took away from the speakers was from Daniel to start doing that more effectively, okay? And I think this is something you can all do to create wealth. Like, it's just such a simple thing. So here's what I'd suggest you do, right? Sit down and write out a list. I've got this thing that I have been building, okay? You can do the same thing in your notes section of your phone. I've been building this dream team list, right? So every time I engage someone who's amazing at what they do, they go on the dream team list. That could be anyone from dentist, doctor, lawyer, can be a designer, can be someone who does a particular thing, just anyone you've had a great experience with in business. I've got a guy who details a car really well. Like, whoever you've dealt with in some sort of business capacity, you've paid them for a service or you've engaged them for something in a service or you've seen them work and they're amazing, put them on your dream team list, okay? Put them on your dream team list. And as you build that dream team list, what you're going to find is you've got to have a list of people that you can introduce to other people. And that list is going to be massively valuable, not only to you because you have this great dream team list that you're building because you can always go back to those services, but it's going to be very valuable when you introduce them to someone else. Okay, now you can start building that dream team list now in your notes section of your phone. I just got dream team. I just put the details down. I just build this list up, right? So the other thing I'd encourage you to do too is I would encourage you to think about the people of value in your circle, right? They may not have done a service or you have sold you anything, but there's someone of value in your circle. Could be family members, friends, whoever it is, whatever they do. If you write down probably the most, let's say the top 20 most influential people in your, Jessica does 25, so let's do it with 25. The 25 most influential people in your network. You write them down, and then you write all of them down, and you just put next to it what they do. Okay, then start thinking about, well, out of that 25, who can I of the 25, who in that group can I introduce to the other to provide value? So you don't have to introduce them to another list. It's like, of the 25, who could compatibly work together? Who would be of value to each other, right? So, I don't know, like, let's say you've got someone who does really good digital marketing, okay? And you come across a great designer, you can introduce that designer to them because they can collaborate, right? Digital marketers usually need good designers to do some certain work for clients, and good designers want more work. So you could introduce them together, okay? So in your 25 list, who is going to be of value to each other? Does that make sense? And just do a quick introduction in a voice message. Open up Messenger, open up Instagram, and just say, hey, John, I just want to introduce you to Bill. Bill does this and this. I thought you guys could connect because you can probably provide value to each other. If not, all good. Just wanted to make sure I connected you guys. That's it, right? And what will be, will be. It's not up to you whether they're going to work together or not, but at least introduce them, okay? Does that make sense? It's kind of like you're playing Cupid, but from a wealth-building business standpoint. Even if you've just got a job, look, even if you're not in business, it's irrelevant. This will create value around your circle. You'll become a person of value because you're a great connector. And you do something like that for someone who's an amazing introduction, they're going to love you, you know, for that, and they're going to owe you, they'll do something for you, right? Potentially. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. This is what the episode's about. Connect to wealth. Okay, so that's all the lesson is in this episode. Hope it's been effective and enjoyable. So go out there and start connecting, introducing people, and watch the wealth build. And if you've done it, please DM me on Instagram and let me know your results. And go for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the podcast. Appreciate you all. Thanks to those who share this to their Instagram stories or Facebook or whatever it is, and send this link to their friends. The podcast is growing. We're always growing in listeners now and subscribers. We have over 1,000. We've got well over 100,000 downloads. It's incredible. So thanks so much for you guys who are listening to this consistently and sharing this podcast. So yeah, look forward to seeing you on the next, or not seeing you, I won't see you, but I'll talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.